This may be hard to believe, but it's true. There is some good in that never-ending news about Jussie Smollett, the Hollywood actor who faked a hate crime in Chicago. If you've been following the Smollett story, you're getting a pretty good look behind the scenes of elections in Cook County. A look at how power politicians are endorsing candidates for judge. The bosses of the Democrat Party are not endorsing Judge Michael Tooman, a skilled and esteemed chief judge of the courts who is running for re-election. Judge Tooman's been dumped by the bosses because he ruled against their politics in the Smollett case. The way the party endorsement works is the bosses interview the candidates and decide which ones they like enough to endorse, based not so much on qualifications as on politics and money. To get a party endorsement, a candidate, first of all, has to have an ethnic name, obviously ethnic, like O'Malley or Goldman or Rodriguez, Giovanni, Zbigniew, or Adamski, a name the bosses figure can win ethnic votes. A candidate also has to drop $40,000 into the Democrat Party treasury. The bosses have just finished endorsing their judicial candidates for the November 3rd election. Great candidates, they say, the smartest, wisest, most competent and qualified candidates. Oh yes, for sure, definitely the most competent and qualified. And I'm the Easter Bunny. I'm Walter Jacobson, and that's my perspective. For more, visit WGNradio.com or download the WGN Radio app.